The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him back to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius from Cyrene, Manan, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. The word of the Lord. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of St. Barnabas, it says in here, throughout the reading, of course, the first reading, but it also in the entrance antiphon, it's also in our breviary, it talks about who Barnabas was. Barnabas was an encourager. He encouraged them. And so often, like someone asked me the other day, who is your Barnabas father? Meaning, who is the one who encourages you? And so I was thinking of that, and I gave him an answer, and then I was sitting there thinking, and then we got to make sure that we are also encouragers, that that's part of who we should be, an encourager instead of just a criticizer. Now again, I'm a better criticizer than I am an encourager. I get it, because that's the way we were taught in seminary. It just is. But the reality is that the way he became such a good encourager, it says he was a good man filled with two things, you know, the Holy Spirit and faith. And so what we gotta do is make sure that we are good people that are filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And again, this is so beyond about just living a right life. It's about letting God live his life in us through the Holy Spirit. It's about the surrender of our life every day to God's Holy Spirit. And it's about living a life of faith. Now, when we live lives of faith, that's the exact opposite than a life of fear. And yet today, many people are living lives based on fear. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't take precautions, we don't do what our bishop asks, we don't do those things. Of course we do that. But we can't be living in fear. We must be living in faith. So, today if we think, you know, gosh, I think I live in fear more than I live in faith. Well, just ask God what the apostles did. Increase our faith and surrender more to the Holy Spirit. And then we too can become encouragers and good people. May Trino's love today and forever. Amen.